Spitwatz, I have a secret for you. You might be surprised when I tell you this secret. Today's episode's one of the best. That's the secret.
Oh my gosh, don't let him know listening.
It's a tease.
Oh.
I mean, why is it the best? It's because this was the episode that we actually started the Is This Real Life segment.
Oh!
For the very first time.
You have my attention.
And we also discussed a very important topic to many of you out there, driving with kids on the roof of your car. So make sure you stay tuned to today's Spit Hit. You will enjoy it. I promise you. That's my secret. Spitwads, we want to thank Skylight Frames for supporting the show. Why? Because the holidays are just around the corner and you need a perfect gift and you want to be the person that gave the perfect gift, not because it's all about you, but because it's also a little bit about how cool you are when you give a gift and people are like, oh my gosh, who gave you that? And then it's like, that guy, that girl, she thought about the special gift and it was a Skylight Frame.
I just got one for for myself.
Yeah, it's awesome because what is it? It's a photo frame. Yeah, we've seen that. I've seen a photo frame.
But it's a photo frame the way that they should work. You know what I mean? You're not downloading this on an SD card that you take.
No, it's not 1942.
Exactly.
No, it's a Skylight Frame where you just email a picture to an email address and it shows up on the frame. So you have family members out of state, in state, upstate, downstate, it doesn't matter. You send them an email with the picture. They follow along with your family, what's going on. It can be day to day. Every day you do something. You know, I grandparents don't, they don't Instagram as often as you'd like them to, but they can have the photo frame right on the counter and see what's going on
in
your life.
It's really cool.
So now as a special offer, you can get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com and enter the code BALLERS. That's right. To get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame, just go to skylightframe.com and enter the code BALLERS. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com, promo code BALLERS.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
See that boot, that boop, and then a lot of the boo. Ow! I said a lot of the do.
Yeah. You know what I realized?
He tried to connect with a different place of his emotions.
I don't think you can do that with your eyes open. I don't think you can scat along to the intro.
I can't wait for my next one. I'm going to have the deepest, most intense eye contact with you, Jason.
I look forward to it.
It'll be the most intimate moment of your life. You ever been stared in the eyes while someone
scats all over you?
I have not. I hope it never happens.
Both kinds.
Welcome in. Oh, are you doing that too? Yep. Welcome into the Spitballers Podcast.
Look out below.
There are Spitballers Podcasts, and then there are episodes like this. This is when you go to the local sandwich shop and you get extra meat and extra cheese. And you
pastrami.
Have them toast that bread, and you have them pile it on thick. We've got a jam-packed smorgasbord episode today because we've got a review. We've got a brand new segment. I know we teased it a couple weeks ago, but we're bringing some new segments to the Spitwads.
Mm-hmm.
So we do want to thank everybody that has supported us so
yes.
far over on our Patreon page, which is patreon.com/
beautiful people.
Spitballers. Thank you. First, for your support, hope you enjoy the whole archive of shows. And then we want you to post your ideas over there, all of your segment ideas, would you rather questions, life advice questions. If you see something for any of these new segments we're doing in the next few weeks, send your ideas in. And obviously, draft ideas for the show. We turn to you first, Spitwads. We look to that post, hop in the spit tank post, post your ideas. We'll be looking at them. And again, thank you so much for supporting this podcast. You know what else helps this podcast?
What helps?
That was intense.
Reviews over on Apple Podcasts. Ah.
Reviewasaurus Rex.
This one comes in from the Toronto Craptors. And this is from the United States of America. So I assume this is an unhappy Warriors fan would be my guess. But He or she says, best podcast that will probably ever exist.
Oh, yep.
5 stars.
Probably.
This is probably true. This podcast is life-changing. Andy, Mike, and Jason feel like the three best friends that I would want by my side. Have. They are funny, loyal, great people.
So true.
And stupid sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially Mike's hot takes.
Ooh.
That
doesn't feel good.
I did not add that.
There's a trend happening with these reviews. Who's filtering these?
You guys are changing a lot of people's lives and bringing them joy, including mine. I was so lucky I found this podcast. You guys are phenomenal. Keep being buffoons. We will.
Yeah, I was going to say, as far as I know, the scientific research that I study, the vast array of medical journals that I frequently consume intellectually, I think you only become
the best way to consume
more
them.
Of a buffoon as time goes by and you get older. Like, I can't imagine we become less...
Get bodied, old people.
...of a buffoon as we lose, you know, the mental acuity that we have right now.
Yes, and I want to say thank you to the Toronto Raptors, and I'm also really happy that the Raptors beat the Warriors if you are, in fact, a Warriors fan. So take that.
Ooh. Oh, man. What a turn.
Kind of a little bit of a Warriors fan, though.
Thanks for the review.
Well, I'm happy they beat you,
then.
Thanks
for the review. We appreciate it.
You can't delete it. It's too late. We read it.
Let's jump into our first segment.
Would you rather?
All right. This one comes in off of Twitter from at HPTim802. Very easy. Rolls off the tongue. Would you rather live in a penthouse on the 25th floor of a building with no elevator on it?
All right. A walk-up.
Or... a long walk up, or on the ground floor in just a studio apartment. So this
great. Has to be some penthouse.
So I mean, let's put it in New York City, because we go there once or twice a year. We've had live shows there. It's a great city to visit. Like, I love visiting New York. I can't imagine trying
Living.
To live down in Manhattan and have my kids and try to walk around and have them not be disappear in the sea of people. But would you rather, you've got a chance to have a 25th floor penthouse in Manhattan.
Super nice.
So swanky, nice.
So modern. All glass.
But 25 floors.
That's a lot.
The other day, I went to a baseball game. We were in a parking garage. We walked to the wrong corner. Not the elevator corner. The stairs corner. We were only on like the third floor. We walked 3 flights of stairs down. Wasn't the best time I've ever had.
I was going to say.
That was down.
Yes. Well, there was a
light bulb turning point moment of my life. It was that exact same scenario where I went downtown for some type of sporting event, and we were on the third or the fourth floor, and I took the stairs, and on floor two, there was no oxygen left in my body. I was huffing and puffing on floor two. And that's when I said, I gotta fix some things about my life.
Just imagine leaving something in your car.
Just imagine going grocery shopping.
It's there forever.
Like, oh, I've got a couple gallons of milk.
Can I call Postmates to come up the stairs?
Wait a minute.
Oh,
Postmates,
yeah.
And like, do they have Prime? I assume they have Prime now.
Oh, there's got to be a fee for 25 flights. Huffing and puffing up the stairs.
But if it's $1 per floor, so it's a $25 feet.
100% worth.
You're going to pay it.
100%. Oh, yeah. Look, I live in a penthouse, okay?
I'm
going to pay
leave?
The $25.
Do you ever leave the penthouse?
Fire pole?
Yeah, fire escape, exactly. No, look.
Well, fire escape is still stairs, Jason.
That's a good point. But I get a
going
breeze.
Going out the window does not change the elevation or the level of exertion that it takes.
He wants to go 25 floors down on one of those vertical ladders that's a fire escape.
Okay. Duly noted, fire pole is where it's at. If this were a 10th floor, I would never accept it.
Oh,
I would never take 10 floors up with stairs. Like, I can't.
What if you put one of those old person stair banister mechanical lifts into the... I mean,
but so that's a 45-minute drive.
You know how slow those are. Yeah, yes. It's a 45-minute up to the 25th. You can play on your phone.
If that was the case,
would you sit there or would you take the stairs? That's the real question.
I would 100% sit there for 45 minutes on my joyous ride to my great penthouse. And I'm flipping here. If this is an option to add the little slow-moving, you know,
at your own expense, it's an option.
Accessibility ramp up the stairs, I will 100% take the penthouse. I'll take it.
Really? That changes it. A 45-minute quote-unquote drive up to your penthouse.
Absolutely. I mean, at that point, I'm going to have a bookshelf on that little ramp.
Now, New York's about living outside, right? About being out and about with the people. You just need a little studio on the ground, don't you?
I would turn into Howard Hughes if I was living in this penthouse. If I was 24, I would never leave. You're going to knock on my door and I'll shout, "Don't look at me!" And
I'm peeing in jars.
If you get the door open, you'll see my beard and my hair and my fingernails just absolutely outrageous. Because I left the clipper down in the car. And I'm never getting it.
As it is, would I rather live in a penthouse on the 25th floor of a building with no elevator or the ground floor of a studio apartment? It would 100% be the studio apartment. I mean, there's no chance. I can't even fathom what kind of palace would have to be up at the top of this building. I mean, I would have to live there. I'm with you, Mike. I would never. I am not. 25 floors is death.
In your current state. In my current
What's
state.
What's my current state, Mike?
He included himself.
Yeah, I'm in there.
All right.
I would die.
A 35-year-old man.
How
that
long?
That doesn't climb stairs
how
regularly.
How long would it take us? It's a 45-minute walk just to go up 25 floors without the ramp.
Yeah, fair. I think. Yeah,
if we get to the 30th floor, just huffing and puffing, hands on knees, and then just.
If you're the Postmates guy.
Jason.
I'm right behind you guys. I've been here the whole time.
Just waving at
he
us.
Passes us.
Excuse me. On your right.
Yeah. Behind. On the right. Behind.
He's got a bag of popcorn open. Cruising up.
Oh, yeah.
If you are the Postmates person and you're delivering here for the first time, what floor do you give up?
Oh,
Because I would be telling you on text. I'd be like, no, just one more floor. One more.
I would, if I was the Postmates person, I'm the delivery person, I would walk up, I'd look for the elevator. Oh, there's no elevator. I see they're on the 25th floor. I'd put everything on the first step, and I am out
That's
of there.
Fair. Buzzem, it's here. Come down and get it.
And they're like, no, you got to deliver it to the door. I would drop kick their food right into the street. There is no chance I'm going and delivering that for a $5 tip.
Wouldn't you know, there is another Jason out there. Jason from the website submitted a Would You Rather question.
Sounds smart.
Would you rather your life be a living musical or a living sitcom?
Hmm.
Does it have a laugh track?
Oh, can't.
It's got to.
Of course, it's a sitcom. It has
it
to
really
have a soundtrack.
Has to.
Laugh tracks are the worst. How did we accept that back in the 90s? How did we accept shows where it was like, laugh now, everybody. everybody.
Man, they still have them on the tweener shows.
Oh, I know.
A little bit of me dies every time.
If you watched shows when they had them, you're immune to them when you rewatch them.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I mean, I go back, I watch Seinfeld episodes. It's what's supposed to
Isn't
be there.
Isn't that a live studio audience, though?
Oh, that's different than laugh track?
Well, at least a little bit.
You know what, though? I thought those were the same like effect.
One is real, one is fake, but they both are annoying to me. I don't want, as a watcher on TV, to hear the laugh track. However, if I'm in real life and every little joke I give gets a round of applause,
or the
up.
Awkward Disney silence for a bad joke, you don't know what character you are in that sitcom. You could be the foil. You could be the, you might not be the main event.
You could. But there's also a chance that you get that cool entrance where every time you come in, you throw out your catchphrase.
And then just everybody's
you
cheering.
You throw out your catchphrase. Yes.
Mikey Mike rode his bike. That would be awesome.
That would be not bad. Now, the musical side, I imagine would be fun at first, and then it would get annoying when there's something benign you want to do. Like, if I'm at the grocery store and I just picked a banana and I'm going to check
out. I'm looking for a checkout on aisle two.
And all the, yeah, instead of like me getting to check out, I got to listen to a 3.5 minute.
He's buying his groceries. He's buying his groceries.
Buying his groceries. He's buying his groceries.
My big worry is that there's no musicals out there that don't include.
I hope he has a coupon.
That don't include dance numbers.
That's a, yeah.
And so
there's musicals that don't have
they might
dancing.
Dance around you. I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah, that's the chorus. Question is, do I have to get in on
no.
this?
No, you have to sing.
There's a, how do you not
You're
get
welcome,
in on
America.
It? How do you not get in on it after 2 or 3 minutes of all the employees of the Safeway are now dancing about your banana you're about to buy?
And I mean, you get the effect of like because unrealistic things will happen in the musical. You know, the chorus behind you and like. Fireworks and things going like a big celebration, a light show is happening.
I like the idea that you just meet somebody at a Starbucks. Let's say you're like you just meet somebody and the musical decides that's your love interest
oh,
for
yeah.
the that, remainder of
you,
the musical.
You've got a soliloquy to the fourth wall okay. just saying like this is the one. No, I'm married, but this is the one. I mean, it, look,
and she's
we,
looking at you like, huh?
Here's something that is true and maybe surprising. I don't know if our listeners would be shocked or they'd go, well, of course. I mean, they're buffoons. We all are big musical fans.
Well.
Yeah. Well, okay, you're not the biggest musical
they're
fan,
just,
Mike.
It's but hard to impress me with them. I've seen a lot. But
Snooty?
Yes.
Snooty pants over
That's
here.
That's fine.
But
I will live in that castle, in that penthouse. I don't care.
Here's the thing. If he's hard to impress, he may not like musicals.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Because they're,
I love them. I adore them. Jason, you have loved them forever.
Oh man.
We just saw Hamilton in Chicago.
Hamilton's great.
And San
Francisco.
So clearly you guys can't wait for the Cats movie.
Ugh.
Here's something that's weighing on me though. Musicals frequently have bad things happen to people.
Yes.
In a sitcom.
Like a plot.
Well, like.
Like a deeper plot than a sitcom, which is right. normally like.
It's very. It's all
surface.
Surface,
yeah.
There's
Mikey,
always someone.
Mikey rode his bikey.
People die in every musical.
Yes.
Every dramatic musical, people die.
Oh, that's true.
Not enough of them in Cats, but.
Oh, yes. That's a joke I could get behind. That plays on so many levels. It's a terrible musical. And Cats themselves.
Oh, it does. Yeah, I can't go. I would love to go see it, but I'm allergic.
Oh.
Yeah, give me the sitcom life. I mean, I feel like.
For sure.
The sitcom life.
I feel like I already live it a little bit.
It's the cartoon life. And the cartoon worlds
we
are happy.
About, you thought you were the Truman Show or something like
I've
that?
I've had, yeah. I mean, I've got the.
Let's revisit this.
I just.
psychological examination.
Look, I know this will break some people's hearts, but I know you're watching. Sorry.
If he holds up an ad for something.
Well, yes, there are people watching because the show's on YouTube.
Yeah, we do a show.
So, yeah, just them, Mike. I hear you.
Wink.
All right, we have one more Would You Rather question from Franklin, an official spitwad. Franklin says, would you rather narrate your own actions in the third person at all times or answer every call from every telemarketer and engage in conversations with them until they hang up?
Jason takes a sip of water as he contemplates this question.
They will never hang up. They will never hang up.
Oh, they'll hang up after you give them the money, after you accept whatever.
The other day I had a telemarketer call me. I said, I'm really sorry. This is a bad time. They said, oh, I'm really sorry. I don't mean to bother you. Maybe we'll call back another time. At that point, I thought he'd hang up. He then proceeded to tell me 5 or 6 more lines about what they're doing. As his way of saying goodbye. So I hung up.
It's a scourge on humanity.
You have to answer. Honestly. Oh, telemarketers are. Look, if you are out there and you're a telemarketer, and look, I get it. You've got a job.
You're paying the bill.
You got to pay the bill. Quit. I mean, I get it. You got a bill. Quit.
He's only got one
Stop
bill.
Stop it.
Telemarketers got
look,
one.
You walk out of your
You
job.
Don't need that car. You don't need that home, says
no.
Jason.
No.
Food.
Not by that. Look, don't sling rock. Don't be a telemarketer. There's things that you don't do out there to make your money. And being a telemarketer is one of those. Stop
I can't
it.
Imagine it puts you on a very solid character path as a telemarketer. It hardens you to the world around you.
Your skin has to be thick as rocks.
And everybody hates you.
All right, you got to do one.
Thick. As rock.
Are you going to be a bill collector or a telemarketer?
Oh, a bill collector or a
telemarketer? A bill collector.
Am I possessing vehicles?
No, you're just calling collections.
Yeah, I mean, look, they owe the money. At this point, that's on them. I didn't do anything to get sold your stupid magazine. Stop calling me.
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't want to be either. Oh, also, bill collectors, quit your jobs.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't have to pay my bills.
If your job gets awkward at any point, sales, quit. If you're in sales, quit now.
I like that we glossed over my thick as rocks.
Oh, I did not. I heard it.
Mm. Your skin needs to be as thick as rocks.
Yeah, because when you think of what are things that are thick.
Rocks.
How would you have narrated that moment of your life?
Jason.
Thinks of a.
Jason realized that he said something that made no sense and was ashamed, but laughed at himself as a coping mechanism.
As a way to cover the pain.
Hopefully no one noticed.
Yes.
All right, are we ready for a brand new segment? What are you going with, by the way?
Yeah,
I guess we didn't officially answer. I would rather narrate my actions than talk to telemarketers all day long.
I'll go with the telemarketers because this is, look, a shout out to Blossom and Joey.
Nice.
Whoa. Yes. Back in the day, I think that's where this was from, but I remember watching a sitcom once and what they would do, and I did this, no joke, true story in real life a lot when I was younger. I got it from this show. A telemarketer would call and they would answer the phone and they would say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to everything they said. That's all they would say, and they would count how many thank yous they could do until the telemarketer hung up. And I did it.
Ooh,
and it works.
That's a fun
how
game.
Many? It was a fun game.
How many?
Oh, it was how more many? Than you think. It was probably how like many? 15. Like it was it was a lot. They would because they'd keep reading their script. They're told like they can't hang up. So, yeah, I would take the telemarketer. Because, look, how often do I get called by a telemarketer?
Have you seen this?
My phone? Like, 4 times a day.
Sure, 4 times a day. How often do you take an action?
No, you have to narrate. At least 6 times a day.
At least 6. I mean, you're narrating everything you do in life.
They have telemarketing AI that you can install.
Oh, I've seen
on
it.
On your phone.
It's fantastic.
And it will answer the call, and it will AI talk to them for as long it is trained to talk to the telemarketer as a person for as long as it can to try to take as much time from the telemarketer so that they cannot talk to somebody else.
Get bodied.
It's made mostly to stop scammers and stuff in particular who prey upon, you know, the elderly with these is just ridiculous.
That breaks my heart.
This is a call from the FBI.
And you'll hear the robot on the other line sounds like a person, and you'll hear stuff in the background, and they'll be like, hold on, sir. My kids, hold on a second.
Oh, man.
All that type of stuff. So, it's pretty funny.
I'm going to get that installed.
Mike, are you going narration?
Or telemarketer? No, you got to do the telemarketer.
All right. Spitwads, we want to thank Talkspace for supporting the show. We are proud partners with Talkspace. Talkspace is making it easier to prioritize your mental health as opposed to the things that I think people have done for a long time, which is to prioritize productivity and working hard and not talking about things and just getting through it. Well, that's damaging to your long-term health. And, you know, it's not just the everyday person. It's Olympic-level athletes like Michael Phelps who have, you know, said, you reach out when you need support. That's courageous. That's not weakness to reach out if you need help. And Talkspace matches you with a licensed therapist, and you can get confidential, convenient, and affordable support for your mental health. We've all tried Talkspace. We've all used Talkspace, and we understand the value of prioritizing that part of life. It's like any other part of your life. You work it out. You want to make sure that you're giving it its due and not ignoring it so that it stacks up time after time after time.
Mental health is extremely valuable and important.
And there's a lot of stigma around there, but Talkspace makes it easy to kind of make it happen because it's at your convenience. You can send and receive unlimited messages 24/7. You get a dedicated therapist. You get live video sessions if you want them, and it's from anywhere. So if you feel like your mental health has been stuck on the sidelines, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BALLERS. That's $100 off when you use the code BALLERS at Talkspace.com.
We'll be right back.
Is this real life?
It's a brand new segment.
Man, I was, when that music played, even though I am in fact the one that composed it, I had no idea what was happening.
Yes, brand new. Here's what this segment is. It's called Is This Real Life? We are each individually bringing forth one news story or article that has blown our minds, something that might make you roll your eyes or make you crack up or make you shocked at what's happening in the world. And we're going to bring it up and we're going to talk about it and we're going to reveal it to the other two people and see what happens. All right. Jason has been so overeager to tell us about his news story that he found.
I'm just looking forward to this because my mind did some mental gymnastics while I read this headline. Here's the headline.
Oh, I can't wait.
Mom charged after driving with kids inside inflatable pool on roof. So
what?
Mom charged after driving with kids inside inflatable pool on roof. So
I'm there.
All right. So this inflatable pool's on the roof of a vehicle.
Car? So yes, that is true. But here's the best part.
Jason can't handle
when
it.
When I read the headline the first time, I'm so stupid. I read mom charged with driving with kids inside of a pool that was on the roof. So I thought there was an inflatable pool on the roof of a house.
And they were driving
that. And they just charged. What would you charge him with?
You would charge them with driving house.
I don't know.
This is not a legal representation of what can be a car.
I do not know how my brain thought that at first.
That was a lot to follow. I'll be honest. The first mental picture I had was she was on the roof of a house.
Yes. But then you realized that couldn't possibly be true. It wasn't until
driving and the inflatable thing is on the roof of the van with kids in it?
Yes.
And this, so,
that's horrifying.
Yes, it turns out it was a much scarier situation than what I had read. What I had read was silly and stupid. This was insane and downright illegal.
Was she intoxicated?
No, she was not intoxicated. Here's the best
part. Is that better or worse?
That's
for the
long term
health of those kids.
So here's the thing. First of all, the vehicle in question was an Audi SUV. Okay, so this is...
All right.
That's a luxury car.
Sure. Right.
Like, this is... They've got means, at least, to have that vehicle. Like, I don't know. Pay for shipping. ship the pool home. So, the kids...
I don't think that's the problem.
Yeah, that's clearly not the problem. The kids are in the roof of the inflatable pool to hold it down...
On the roof to get it home.
So they can get it
home. How old are
home.
They? How old are these kids?
So the kids, there are two
Wait
kids.
Wait a minute.
So they're sitting in the pool.
They're sitting
on
the
top
pool.
To keep it down on
totally
the roof.
Totally not tied down.
That is not smart.
Inflatable?
Inflatable.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Generally, a pool that is inflatable is henceforth deflatable.
Yes, yes that is true, Mike.
So they could not be bothered to deflate said pool so it could fold up.
No. It's so easy. Just throw it on the roof.
She's charged for it.
Well, yeah, of course she's charged for it.
Do you have any previous charges or convictions? Yes, I have one.
It's really more of a moving violation.
I might or might not have driven my children in a pool on the roof of my van.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's like... I don't know how old.
Also,
I've got three kids, right? 10, 10, and 6. I know how, like, two of my kids, they're crazy. They'll jump off a bridge into an ocean because it's fun. I know they would say, I'm not doing that. I'm not getting on the roof of the car with the not tied down inflatable pool while we drive home.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
This publication needs to look at their editing process because...
Oh, no.
I mean, the headline could have been fixed.
That headline was purposely awesome.
Oh,
mom
headline,
charged they, after driving with kids inside inflatable pool.
Jigsaw puzzle.
On roof.
Wow. Okay, Mike, right. Me or you?
You go ahead.
All right. Is this real life? This story is crazy, insane, maybe things of nightmares. Here's the headline. Indian man, 20 years old, wakes up at his own funeral after being pronounced dead by doctors.
What?
20 years old, Indian man is at his own funeral.
What?
His family sees him move.
Is this
in the casket?
Was it a practical joke?
No, no. Here's what makes this story all the more insane. Mind you, they're mourning the loss of their son.
Yeah, he's dead.
Or they're celebrating.
They ran out of money to pay the hospital to keep him alive.
What?
The hospital declares him dead when they ran out of money.
What? Where is this?
What in the what?
Where did this happen?
In an Indian city of Lucknow.
Okay, so this is over in actual India.
He was declared okay. dead by Indian medical professionals.
What?
But his surprise awakening at the funeral shocked the mourners.
You think? I mean,
you can't find a better word.
So he immediately was brought to the hospital, put on a ventilator, and obviously the hospital's like, yeah, this guy's alive.
Oh, my bad.
Wow.
He had been unconscious
due
to an automobile accident. They paid $12,000 and ran out of money for this private hospital, at which point the hospital found it most efficient to just declare him dead.
That is insane. So,
had
they had more money and kept him in the hospital, it seems like getting out of the hospital is what brought him back to life. Like, were they?
That is fair.
You know what I mean? Like, if they only had $3,000, if they only had $3,000, would he have come back a lot quicker? Because we're out of money. Oh, he's dead. Oh, now we can get on with it. Oh, he's alive.
Good news.
Celebration. And we're all here. We all came to celebrate. I mean, wow.
Good news. The city's chief medical officer said an investigation is underway. We have
that's good.
We have taken cognizance of the incident, and the matter will be thoroughly probed. So they're going to try to stop this from happening again. But can you imagine? Mourning.
No, that has to be great news, right? Is this?
This is
good
news.
You have to only be happy, right?
As the family?
Like, obviously, you're angry with the hospital.
Right.
The doctors.
But
at the end, you just got your son back, or your
brother,
or whatever.
Yes. Like, the brother's quote says, "We were preparing for the burial when some of us saw movement in his limbs."
Insane.
Because you would need more than one
scoop?
Person. You would need more than one person to say it, right? If one person goes, if you're one person alone, do you even say anything? Like, oh, I couldn't have saw that. I couldn't have saw someone. Oh, what? Did they move?
That's just normal twitching, says the doctor. Put another shovel scoop on him.
Don't worry about this.
That's
that's unbelievable.
Yet.
Unbelievable. All right. So that was my story. And that is real life.
All right. My story here is this real life debut. There's not a whole lot to it, but the headline. Suspect's loud fart helps police sniff out his hiding place.
Yes! Oh my gosh.
Yes, this is why I can't be a criminal.
So this took place in Missouri.
The only reason you can't be a cat burglar
is because of my loud farts.
And they
farts.
Were looking for a feller. They were after him, and he was hiding, apparently a pretty good hiding spot.
Oh my goodness.
But then
he couldn't hold it in. I mean, at this point, you know you're hiding. The police are looking for you. Ah, this one's not going to make sound. Oh, no.
He went with the gamble, which we've all done the gamble.
Spread the cheeks, man. I mean it. Reach into your pants.
Hold on.
Just don't fart.
No. Sometimes you really got to let it go.
Sometimes you got to. Oh, yeah.
And there's certain techniques. Hold on. My techniques have all been about doing some twister inside with the bowels and positioning. But Jason, you are opening my eyes to something.
Yes.
Have you gone
full
Come on.
Full spread?
That's a real thing?
Wait a minute, manual spread?
You're telling me that neither one of you have ever found it necessary
to manipulate my
career?
To just
spread the cheeks and cause a silent. Never? I stand alone here?
I mean, Borland is dying over here.
I mean, look,
are you in the category with
like
Mike and I?
This isn't like a daily occurrence, but it's happened.
I've never done the cheek spread.
Oh, you
got to
try it. Look,
nobody's
if you're
ever
out
done
there
that.
And you have not tried the cheek spread, I guarantee a silent fart. I guarantee it.
This is the like real headline.
You're going to like the way you fart. I guarantee it.
You're firing a blow dart.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's not just going to be a...
Now the article headline.
It could lead. Look, I tend to imagine.
it's more like a hot exhale. Yes.
Oh,
aren't accidents more likely to happen if you're manually opening?
Well, I mean, I don't use that much force. We're just making sure the cheeks are closing.
The man was never found, but a pile of his feces was found in a local bush.
So now the headline says, "Helped the police sniff him out," but it was the sound. It was not the smell.
It was the sound. It was. I was very confused at first trying to get through because.
Do they train
honestly,
dogs for that?
Well, and then there's the video of like the police with the dogs, and it was going to be a lot funnier to me if like if he was still silent. And
just so bad. It's like, oh, he's this way.
Hold on, fellas, we need to take a second look in this room. Something's happening. That would have been funnier to me, but it's also
I just
you
can't
spread
believe
spread your butt cheeks.
If I'm in that situation and I've got a fart and I'm hiding from the police and the dogs that are nearby who can hear everything, you do whatever you have to do to not just rip your shorts I mean, you're going to lose hide and seek every time.
Unbelievable.
Not anymore.
Unbelievable. All right.
I'll never lose again.
You're welcome.
It's draft time.
Spitwads, I know you watch the YouTube and you're like, how do they look so good? How are they so handsome? Why is their skin so nice? If I was near them, why do they smell so good? And the answer is Hawthorne. I have used Hawthorne for over a year now as my grooming products. They are the answer when I want to look good. I want to feel good. I want to smell good. They're premium men's grooming. They're a brand that makes it quick and easy to confidently look your best. They use data from hundreds of thousands of customers to recommend perfect products for your body chemistry, your skin type, your hair type, and your lifestyle. You know, you could lean on that drugstore stuff, but am I trusting that with this face? No way. Not going to happen.
Don't do that.
No. So lean on Hawthorne. First, you take their quiz. You get asked simple things. It actually paired me with stuff that works for me. At the end of the quiz, you'll receive customized products tailored to your body, skin, hair type, and lifestyle. I love the under eye cream.
Is that your favorite?
That's my personal favorite. I love it. I use it every day. So make sure you're ready for anything or anyone that comes your way by taking Hawthorne's quiz today. Go to Hawthorne.co and use promo code Spitballers to get 10% off your first purchase. That's Hawthorne.co, promo code Spitballers. Hawthorne.co, promo code Spitballers.
The Spitballers Draft.
Hey, what's worse, being declared dead when you're not, or being caught because you let one go in your hiding spot by the police?
What if you're caught letting one go, pulling the Jason maneuver? Your butt cheeks in hand.
I'm so disturbed. So afraid. All right, here's today's draft. We are, this one came in from Jared on Twitter.
For a lot of people have been demanding this one, and we are drafting the
best board games, right?
Yes.
For a game night? Best board games for a game night. Jason, you get the first pick. It's an interesting one. It's so subjective, right?
It is extremely subjective, and I have a feeling, at least based on my list, because I'm going with games that I actually play and I actually love. And I know there's this new world where they're making a new board game every other week, and people are loving them, but I haven't got to experience them. So be prepared, board game junkies out there. You're going to be pretty angry. But
oh, yeah, because we're not in with the hottest, hippest, newest board games.
But no, you got the first pick.
I'm going to start with a classic, obviously. It's my 101. It's not the 101 because I think the 101, probably the most famous game of all time, is one of the worst, and I look forward to mocking either of you when you take it.
Probably be me.
But no, look, a game I grew up loving. I haven't played it in a long time, like over a decade, but as a teenager, I loved it. We'd get together, we'd play it. I would challenge anybody.
Classic.
I feel like I would.
Chutes and Ladders coming right here.
Oh. Yes. I was so good at it. I always got the ladders. No. It was Risk. Risk.
All right.
There's so much strategy to the game of Risk. And I felt like when you had enough group of people, you could actually use, you know, the politics, the social manipulation of situations and start
Ukraine is weak,
getting people to worry about other things. And you know, I just like, especially at that time in my life, I really liked manipulating
people places
to do.
Things.
So you know, I'd win and it was a lot of fun. Risk is a great game though. Have you guys played it?
I love Risk. I thought that was the one you were gonna mock if I took it.
Oh, what?
I have minimal exposure to Risk. I didn't play very much.
You would love it.
It is a long game. It can take very, very long time.
It can take a long time. Not as long as some games, like the one I will mock.
No, I get that. This is actually a difficult choice because I'm thinking a little bit strategic here about I've got a handful of games that I think are great. You took Risk. That would have been one of them.
Sweet.
But I'm trying to figure out what's going to get past Mike. Mike's got back-to-back picks, and I'm really on the fence here. I mean, there's some classics, and then there's ones. I'm going to just go with the game that, when I was playing it frequently, I looked forward to more than any other like board game in my life. So when I was into it, because you go through phases, right?
Right.
Like, we don't play board games a ton anymore, but I used to play them a lot. And when I was into it, Settlers of Catan was my favorite board game.
That would have been my pick. There's no way that would have made it back.
Yeah, I just looked forward to playing it more than anything else. It's a great strategy game. It's a lot of fun.
I've never played
expansions.
It.
Oh, man. Oh, it's really, really engaging.
Everybody says it's great, and then nobody ever invited me over.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
The game was already full. You can only have so many players.
It was already
full.
Yeah,
no, totally. I get it. Next time.
Well, but you've never played, so you're going to come in, we're going to have to teach you how to play.
Thing that I can't do anymore is I've got friends that, so I'm like the casual board game guy. If I have a group of friends that all know the rules and all play together, that's fun.
Almanac. Here's how you play.
But I've got friends that are so into board games and like, when we have a game night, I don't want to learn the whole time. And then by the time the game night's over, I'm like, oh, man, I just got the rules figured out. Goodbye. And then I don't see him for a while. So that makes it harder. But Settlers of Catan is my pick.
That would have been my pick. Very, very easy first pick for me. All right. So it's what is the official name of this draft? Are we just going best board games or best board games for a game night? And
whatever. I mean, we talked beforehand. Card games can count.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We did.
Where were you?
But not like poker.
No. We're not saying poker, but games that are...
No, I heard you talk about Uno before.
Yeah, if it's something you could buy, you know, in or around a game aisle.
All right, I'm going to go with my favorite game other than Settlers of Catan, but my favorite game, I'm going with Taboo.
Oh, so good. Dang it. It wasn't even on my list.
Taboo's very fun.
Taboo is the best. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the movie Four Christmases. It was a holiday comedy. It's got Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon. But they go, and there's a scene where, because they're, you know, where there's a couple that's been together forever, and they're playing Taboo, and they give the most obscure clues, because it just references something of that happened with the relationship, and it ends up getting to the clue. This is my wife and I. We had a New Year's party, and we were playing against a couple of my friends, and everyone was with their significant other, and we just wiped the floor with everybody. We were in such a mind melt. It would be the most ridiculous thing where you're like, green bird, and you're like, oh yeah, that was Colby Cheese. And you're like, what? How does that possibly make sense? So I love Taboo. And the other party game I love playing, I'm going to go with Cards Against Humanity. Mm. It is, it's not for everyone.
I've never played it.
It's not for everyone because it's all about making the funniest, most offensive thing you can make with your cards, but it's a fantastic time.
All right. I am, I'm on the clock then.
That is correct.
All right. Well, I know what Jason won't draft, which means I know it'll get back to me.
Yes, it will.
Which it's a good game, but I'm between a couple. I've had a lot of fun with this one, so I'm going to go with Scattergories. I think Scattergories.
I love Scattergories. It's on my short list.
Outstanding game. Always a blast. So number two on my list is Scattergories, which as of this moment I learned was born in 1988. Yeah.
Wow.
Impressive.
By Parker Brothers.
I was just wondering. Who made Scattergories?
Yes,
thank you, Andy.
You are welcome.
So that's me now.
Does anyone else make games? Like, who's the big name?
Hasbro.
Ah, Hasbro. Yeah. That's right. I got it. All right, Jay, you're up. Right. What are you writing down? The thing you learned today.
Yeah,
is...
there you go. All right, so I'm up. I've got a couple. So I've got to go with this one first because, again, growing up, this was like my family's game. My family would play this. Every time there was a family gathering, we'd bring
Mousetrap.
That's what makes a game good, though, that's what Taboo. We'd have family games at Taboo. It was so fun.
I'm really upset you got Taboo. Mm. That it's just such a great game. No, but Balderdash. Did
yes,
you guys ever play
it's on
oh,
my list
Balderdash?
As well.
Was
I'm
going to so,
run out of things to draft.
I did not ever play that. Now, did you make a, is it where you make up a definition
yes,
type of thing?
Yes. So there's Balderdash 1, Balderdash 2. I like the OG. But yes, you'd make up a definition. It would say some word, and then it would give you the real crazy definition. And then everyone would write their own fake definition,
yes.
And you'd try to convince other people to vote, saying that they believe that's the real definition for the word. Look, my wife knows this. People know this. When it comes to board games or just any kind of little competitive thing, I'm not proud of this, but I'm also not hiding behind the fact that I'm a cheater. I'll cheat to win.
This is accurate.
If I can cheat to win, I will cheat to win.
And normally by cheat, you mean, is there a loophole by which I can kind of manipulate the outcome?
Yes, absolutely. Or just outright
also
cheating.
Also known as cheating.
Can I just change the score?
And so how would you... Oh, you would... Wait!
But here's... So here's
you
where
would,
it started.
If you're the scorekeeper, you'll just...
If I'm losing...
You'll just...
I mean, look, let's
wow.
be fair.
You would not do that.
No, let's be fair. I'm usually
Have
winning.
You done that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Answer
we're
the
playing
question,
poker.
Jason.
I take a couple of chips from
well,
you.
This is, yeah, we have a poker game coming up. I better be careful.
I'll bet I win. But here's the thing. The reason I bring this up and the reason I wanted to go with Balderdash is because I have this memory, this story where I was a kid. And so I tried to cheat because I would often win as a kid with all the grown-ups in this game. And so I was down. And so I get this card. And it was on the definition. It was something about the first car, you know, sold by Ford was the Model T, right? That was what like the answer was. And I was a kid. I didn't know anything. Like you guys probably know, the Model T was like
yeah
that was,
it was
the first
assembly car,
right?
Yeah.
Well, so I was reading this, and so I was the person in charge of reading the real answer, and so I changed the real answer to F. On the T, I like drew a line on the card and read the Model F, thinking that nobody would know the real answer.
So you tried to overtly cheat, and it was the biggest obvious.
And then everybody, all my family was like, "No, that can't be the real answer. It was the Model T." And I was like, how do you know this? Is this common knowledge?"
And you
got busted. I got busted big time.
Unbelievable.
Balderdash.
The best part.
So Risk in Balderdash.
The best part of Balderdash. Was when you just decided that you're going to forfeit an entire point.
Yes, for a joke.
And you would just write an entire paragraph and disparage somebody in the room, usually the person who has to read them.
Yes.
Knowing, whatever, I'm not going to get any points.
And you know what? If you're funny enough with those, people will vote for it. You'll still get the points. All right. I got back-to-back picks, right?
Yes.
I'm going to take – so I was thinking about, like, Pictionary. I love the drawing games. I love the acting out games, like – Charades is not really a board game you buy, but I love Charades.
There is one.
And so I'm taking Cranium.
Oh, all right.
Because Cranium,
that's a board game.
It's a board game that includes
That's like the Starbucks game or something.
It's
right?
Like you have Pictionary, you have charades, you have clay where you craft. You've got like four different categories where you are playing a game very similar to charades or
yep.
Pictionary.
No, makes sense.
There you go.
I've played that a handful of times. It's fun. I have Settlers of Catan. I have Scattergories, and I will stay with the board games that begin with the letter S. I'm going to go with Scrabble.
Oh, that's good.
I'm going to go with Scrabble.
I hate Scrabble so
I do too.
Much.
Why do you hate it?
Because I'm terrible at it.
That's why I hate it. Because Scrabble people are the worst. When you're good at Scrabble, you're not good at Scrabble. You're unfreaking believable at Scrabble.
Yes.
When you're good
compared
at Scrabble,
to me, yes.
You're just like, how do you know? How do you see all of these words and know all of these words? What do you read books or something?
I'm like, oh, sweet. Here comes eat.
E-A-T.
Is there an S out there? I can
but it's
go
on
eat.
A double word. 6 points.
Yeah. Scrabble, played a lot of Scrabble. Scrabble's fun. I'm one of those people.
You're really good at it. I hate that.
Yeah,
all the word games. Boggle,
the only
Scrabble.
Problem that I have with Scrabble is that there isn't really a built-in time limit to placing your word. Like you don't have a...
Right.
You don't have like a little sand timer.
Right.
You can wait forever. So if a person wants to sit there and ponder for 20
minutes... You should play with Mike and I. We don't take much time.
Fart.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, if I can play fart...
On
F,
a double word?
F has to have a lot of points, right?
It's the Model F. All right, Mike, you are up. You got 2 picks to round your draft out.
Yeah, and all the ones that I actually really wanted to take, they have all been selected.
Super Smash Brothers.
Operation. Operation's a great game.
Yeah, it's like I didn't never like those games, like Operation or with Perfection. Oh, like the nightmare,
that one is
the anxiety attack inducing, and then it just explodes.
That was the worst.
Oh, no, thank you. All right, I'll go. This was a family game too, and probably not as popular, not a big vote getter, but we didn't have Risk in my household growing up, but we had Stratego, and I was a massive fan of Stratego. If
I assume that's just the poor man's Risk.
It's a two player. Have you never played Stratego?
I have never.
I think it's very, 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 like that's what I said.
I've heard of it. I've never had a face.
It's very different. Well, then to all the people, all my Stratego
you'll
players
have truthers out
there,
yeah.
When you get the spy and you are dismantling all of the bombs, that there is nothing much better in this life than getting a round of bombs out of the way. All right, and then I will finish it up because one of my favorite things is I like trivia games. So I'm not going to take the pursuit
trivial
the
pursuit.
One because what I like more than trivia is movie trivia.
Oh,
so I'm gonna take Seen It.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
I forgot when that came out. That was
yes, it's
they have the movie clips and stuff on the DVDs. Yeah.
So I hate trivia games because turns out I'm bad at them, but I know
understanding why you cheat so much,
right?
Bad at Scrabble,
exactly.
Bad at trivia,
but when it comes to movies, like I grew up. Just Andy, we were talking about our childhood the other day, and I was like, I didn't have toys. Like I had them. It wasn't like I was kept in a box. It was just like I didn't play with action figures. I didn't play
right.
with toys. I had three toys. It was a basketball hoop that I played with nonstop, a pool in the backyard, and then it was the TV. TV, movies. When it came to like those things, I feel like Seen It. That's a trivia game I would love because I can crush. I know those answers. I hate trivia games like Jeopardy. Who watches Jeopardy? Who actually knows the answers?
There are people that
the
watch
the people
it.
That play Scrabble.
Yeah.
Well, no, but that's it's a great pants. Question because I mean, the Jeopardy is still going on and on and on and on
I know
and on
why.
Forever.
I know why.
Who's watching it?
Here's why Jeopardy's good. It's not because...
It's good.
It's not because you know the answers. It's because of the feeling when you know an answer. You don't know most of them, but
I've
the feeling you
it.
Get when you know one of them and you
I'm
say
the smartest
it,
man alive!
You say it before the other people. All right, I'm on the clock with my last pick, which is great because I'm not going to take the one you want to make fun of, which means it will go
I am
undrafted.
So proud of us.
Monopoly will go undrafted.
Yes, get bodied, stupid, long, awful Monopoly.
It's not that bad if you were like playing. It's like anything. If you're playing with committed people that want to play the game, yes. It can be fun.
Rate of play. If it's moving, yes. Monopoly is fun.
Give me Monopoly Junior.
Yeah, there you go.
Legit.
Also,
fun.
Shout out to Boggle. I own Boggle. Come at me. My pick here, though, is a classic game. It is a nostalgic game. It's a great game in and of itself, but it's super fun, and I have so many memories of playing
it with my mom,
and it is Clue.
Yeah.
Oh, Clue that was
the one I had passed on.
And I like finishing my draft with Clue.
That's
mystery figured out.
That's a good one.
Shout out Dominion as well.
I will take Dominion.
I don't know that one.
I think I have played that one. So hearing some of these where I hadn't thought of them, the Taboo and what did you just draft, Andy?
Clue.
I'm like, oh, I know there's going to be games out there that I just forget and I loved, but I completely whiffed on them. But I'm going to go with a game. Now, we said that this can be, you know, game, Uno style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Growing up, man. Nerd alert, Magic the Gathering. I love Magic the Gathering.
Wow.
We get together for a Magic the Gathering. You know,
it's a sneaky last pick.
It is.
That's a sneaky good last pick.
I'm going to go with that. I mean, had the binders. And
whoa.
I
thought you had three toys growing up.
Oh, I guess. No, there you
can
go.
You,
I stand corrected.
Four.
All right. So, Jason, your team is Risk, Balderdash, Cranium, and Magic the Gathering.
Sounds like a great time.
I've got Settlers of Catan, Scattergories, Scrabble, and Clue. Mike, you have Taboo, Cards Against Humanity, Stratego, and Seen It.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good?
No Monopoly. Yes.
And Monopoly got bodied.
What did we learn today?
I learned that every person has a built-in silencer for their derriere.
Anytime you want. Just I learned that Scattergories was made by Parker Brothers in 1988.
Yeah. Well, that's true. What did I learn today on the show?
I don't know.
I learned that I'm uninviting Jason to my poker party.
Yeah.
I ain't bringing no cheaters around them parts.
What color chips do you have?
I'll bring
my own.
You can bring your Magic the Gathering cards.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Hey, check out spitballerspod.com if you want to help support the show. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.